Testing. There we go. I think I've got it this time. Okay, could you state your full name again, please?
Okay, my name is Geraldine Call, and I was born on April 15th, 1940.
And your educational background?
Okay, I went through grade school and high school and graduated with a bilingual course, bilingual business course.
And
I took university courses. I took university courses, but didn't complete it.
What type of university course did you take?
Business. Mm-hmm. Business management, organizational behavior, accounting.
So you've been at the university for 10 years?
10 years here, yes.
Okay. And how has your role and responsibilities changed?
Well, they haven't changed in that I still provide Dr. Austin with the same service that I did when I first came, which means that I do, I take care, I manage the office of the president. When I first came, I did not have anyone that reported to me. Now I have two young girls who report to me. Because of increase in tuition, increase in the student numbers or enrollments, you wouldn't think that our work in here would increase as well, but it has. So therefore, that's why we have two other people in the office. The scope of the position has changed in that I've taken over a lot more of the responsibilities. When you first come into a position, it doesn't matter how experienced you are, you have to learn the what happens in the office that you've taken over. It takes about a year. After that, you're able to take over. You're able to take responsibilities for certain items that the president may not have given you before because you were new in the position. You had replaced someone who may have been doing that. And from that time on, now at least I can think ahead of time. I know what Dr. Osman needs, what he wants. I can answer questions knowing him as a person, knowing how he thinks. And it makes it so much easier. I find that people come to me a lot because I, for some reason, am a wealth of information. Anything I find out, I tend to put down somewhere. I have cards and I have a book where everything I find out, I annotate in this book. So therefore, after a while, you get that you know an awful lot. Sometimes it takes people 20 years to know what a university is all about. Having been here 10 years, I am the one most of the time that people come to if they need to know everything. And if I don't know it, I'll go and find out. And then I mark it down as well, so that next time it comes along. And I love working with students. I find that I help the students a lot. Sometimes it affects my work in that I take a long time with them. But I feel that that's the important part of it, is that it's important that I run the office well, that I take care of Dr. Osman. But we're all here because of the students, and we have to take the time, even if they should be seeing someone else. At the time, there's no one else around, and it's amazing how many times we can help them as well and make them feel more comfortable, tell them who to go to. Sometimes they have to see the president, sometimes it's a dean. So all that kind of interferes with your work, and yet, for me, it's a part I enjoy the most. I really enjoy that part.
So what changes have you noticed in the students since you've been here over 10 years?
They change. It depends. I find that every year there seems to be a different group. I shouldn't say every year. There is a different group every year, but about every 4 years or so, the group of students coming into the university change. I can't pinpoint what the difference is, but they are different. I don't know if it's the changes in our environment here, in the city, in the schools. It's just that the children seem, I call them children, but the young people come in and they have a different way of thinking. So you can notice the difference. but you can't pinpoint exactly what it is. It's how they do things. It's we can always tell in the month of September what the year is going to be like, whether it might how do I put it? Some students are more mature than others. Sometimes a group will come in that aren't as mature, and you notice the difference because you've been here with the other group. Now, as a student, I don't know if you've noticed that, but we have noticed that. And but it doesn't mean that they're not doing the same thing. It's just that they're just a little different in their thinking, how they go about things. And then you can get a year where everyone is just, we don't have any problems in residence. We don't have any, how do I put it? It's hard to pinpoint it. Just the difference.
There's been quite an increase in numbers.
Oh, when I first came, we could walk down the hallway and it wouldn't have the amount of students that go through this hallway. It just seems now like you have to kind of make room to get through the hallways, where before, you know, you could walk through and there'd be students on either side of you. But there's been I wouldn't say the last 10 years, but I guess I wouldn't be far off, that it's almost doubled in that, you know, in student numbers.
So how do you feel that those increased numbers have changed the nature of the university?
We have a lot more students from Asia, China. We have a lot of international students from different countries that we didn't have before. I find that a lot of older students are coming back to take courses because they've lost their jobs or something. Continuing education has really increased there. And that again is the mature students from the ages of 25 on. I've noticed a lot of older people. I mean, you know, I'm 53, but older people, but you know, in their 60s or something, and they're going to university. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about the changes that you've noticed in staff over the years. That must have grown as well.
Not as much. Some departments may have added one or two people. If that's in the support staff area, I find that when I first came, there were a lot of secretaries here who might have been here longer. But like everything else, they become transient society as well, because I find that now the secretaries who are coming in are younger. So it kind of makes you feel a little more ancient somehow.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe some women have just stopped working and have decided to stay home or do something else or go back to school. But I have found that a lot of the secretaries that have come in are much younger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just here at St. Mary's. I don't know if it's the same at other universities or not. But then again, we've also have new people who work as support staff who have just come in to the workforce after being home a long time. And then about two or three of those. But the staff in numbers has not increased that much. It's pretty well stayed the same.
Have you noticed any other changes in the student population in terms of gender, maybe? Or?
No, I haven't really.
No. What changes in academic programs that you
noticed? Oh, many, many changes. I couldn't list them for you, but I know that we a lot of the faculties now have master's degrees, a lot of new programs like environmental science, and oh gosh, I can't think this morning, but I know that there are a lot there because I've seen them go through.
Mm-hmm.
The executive MBA, the MBA program. Everything seems to have developed very, very quickly. We also have an office. We have offices outside of the universities in Truro and Dartmouth. Those are mostly business offices, which come under the Faculty of Commerce. But continuing education have an office at the World Trade Center. And they put on many courses which are of interest to people who work downtown, and they're popular. I know if I put all this down, I'd have much more down on paper.
Okay, that's the things that stand out in your mind.
Yeah, that's right. And I know after you leave, I'll think of many more, but right now, that's about all that I know I can think of.
Okay. Are there any significant events that have happened at the university in the last 10 years that stand out in your mind?
Oh, we had the tower built since I've come, mm-hmm. and that was quite something to go through, to see it being built and have it there. Trying to think significant changes. I can't think of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Not in buildings or anything like that.
So you say you enjoy the personal interaction that you have with the students. Mm-hmm. Do you find that's changed as the numbers have gotten larger?
No. Well, it's changed in that there are more people who are seeking help. But other than that, I've enjoyed working with them. I also have a few people that I can fall back on. If I can't help them, I have a couple of associate deans I send them to, and they're terrific, or the deans. If I feel they should see a vice president, I make sure that they see a vice president. I try to make certain that they go through the lines of the administrative officers, especially if they have a problem with their prof, then I make certain that they speak to the chairperson. The chairperson can't help them, and then I just have them go up the line. It seems awful to have to do that, but it's the only way that we can do it and systematically make certain that the student reaches the person who's able to help him. And then if all fails, I make certain they see the president, and his door is always open. But I can't have them completely go in there right away. I have to go through the lines of, communications and make certain that the student is taken care of. And sometimes he or she may only have to see one person. Sometimes they're not happy. We just make certain we keep happy. Usually it stops at Dr. Dodd's office, the academic vice president. Mm-hmm. If it has to do with academics, if it has to do with administration, and then I start with Mr. Noel next door. Mm-hmm.
So what do you feel that students wish to gain from their educational experiences at St. Mary's?
I'm sorry?
What do you feel that students want to gain from their experience at St. Mary's? Do you think that's changed over the years?
Well, I think it has, because the job market is not there like it was before. And I think it's difficult for students. They're trying to find out themselves what they really want to do. They're trying to make sure they take the right courses that will prepare them, but it doesn't matter sometimes how much you take. If there are no jobs, there's no way. So I find that because of that, the student returns and takes more courses, which really prepares them well, because once they have a master's or something, then they have a better chance. But I find that students may have left with a BA or a Bachelor of Commerce before, but I find that students are coming back and making certain they take a master's
mm-hmm.
or an MBA or something like that, because they find they really need it.
So what do you feel that St. Mary's has in particular to offer students?
Well, we always like to think of ourselves as being a family. I've had many students tell me that once they've left, they've realized how much they had gotten to know the people at St. Mary's, the staff and faculty. They've told me that they always felt that they could walk right back in that door and someone would say, "Hi, how are you?" We try to do that in spite of growing. We've tried to keep that going, and hopefully we'll be able to. But I think because we're a little smaller than Dow is so big, I think that a student can get lost a little more easily. We're here, we still have names for students, I find, instead of just numbers. that's what most of us try. We try to make certain because it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's important that they feel that they can come to anyone and get help. And I'll be the first one to do that. And Donna out here too. This is one thing that we make certain that they are our customers. We have to make certain that they're very happy. If not, then we should lose them.
So what are the challenges do you think face St. Mary's now?
Oh, I think all the universities in Nova Scotia are facing a challenge because of budget restraints, governments changing, federal governments changing. Every one of us, whether you work downtown in a private business or whether you work for a corporation, it seems everyone is looking and rationalizing and looking things over and saying we have to watch every penny, which at St. Mary's that's always been done because we have a vice president of finance who works hard at that. And we've done without in order to have a balanced budget. Maybe our classrooms aren't as big and they're not as nice. And a lot of equipment is donated and things like that. But I think that everyone has to look and rationalize and look at things a little differently. And so do students. They have to manage their money a little better now than they did before because it's getting more expensive to do everything. So I find that that's changed. Where before there was a certain level where people felt I can afford to go to university. I think it's getting to a point myself, and that's a personal thing, that it's getting harder for students to find the money to come to university,
mm-hmm.
where it was easier before.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there are so many things behind all that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Dr. Osmond's presidency.
Mm-hmm.
What goals do you think he's been attempting to have for St. Mary's in his years here? What priorities does he have?
Well, his first priority, as always, are the students. He wants to make certain that when they leave here, we have a mission statement, and he believes in that mission statement, that we offer a student a quality of life where it encompasses their studies, their life as a citizen, that they're able to walk out of St. Mary's and be a good all-around person, that they've had everything from the spiritual to the classroom to, how would I put it? That's what I found anyway, that since I've worked here, that it seems to engulf everything. Sports and everything are all involved in that, but academics and of course, making certain that the departments and the professors, how would I put that? Usually I don't have problems even thinking. I think I got that tape on.
Take your time.
Just making certain that they receive all the teachings that they should receive before they leave, and we prepare them for the life outside. Because it doesn't matter how much you learn, if you're not prepared to go out there and face everything. There are many times I've seen a student come back and say, well, that's not what I was taught, but it changes once you're out there. This gets you started, and then from there, a student has to say, I need this, I need that. This is, the direction I should go. But I think that Dr. Osmond, just his main goal would be to make certain that when students leave St. Mary's, they're proud of it, that we've given them a good education and a good all-around we've made a good all-around person out of them, that when they go out, they're ready to meet the public.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's something you should ask him. That's just my
Very
way
well.
Of thinking.
Yeah.
That, right? But I've enjoyed working for him, and he's one of the nicest persons I've ever worked for because of the way he treats people and students. I've watched him, and he just walks all around, and he's very good at that. He's very good at making certain that he knows what happens within his university. And he's very much aware of that, and he's always working on it. So.
Okay, how about the staff that you've worked with.
Yes.
Over the years, how did the staff interact? What type of relationship do you have with the spouse?
Well, it's a very nice place to work. We have personalities. We have different people who have personalities. Some like to be quiet. Some like to talk. I've enjoyed it. I've had a good relationship with all of them. I find we have a few characters, and they kind of make things more interesting. I know most of the staff, but for one reason or another, I feel that I like to talk to everybody. Therefore, I should say probably up to about a year or so ago. I haven't had much time since then, but I would go down to the cafeteria. I would know all the people who work there, the people who wash dishes, everything, because I would talk to everyone. I would talk to all the cleaners. Because I enjoyed them. They're all nice people. And the same thing with the secretaries and the people working in the business office and the accountants and everything. I found that it got so busy in the last few years that it's been harder to do that. But I always prided myself in knowing the staff at St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. And they're hardworking and they're nice people. A lot of them have chosen to stay here for a long time. Like, I probably am one of the young ones with 10 years here, but a lot of people have been here a long time and they've enjoyed it and they've progressed to other positions and things like that. Mm-hmm. But on the whole, I would say we have a very professional staff and they're there to help everybody.
That's about all I wanted to cover, unless you think of anything you'd like to add.
I wish I'd been a little more relaxed, not like me not to be. But I think, as a whole, I've worked in a lot of places. I've worked in universities out west. I worked in colleges. And I think most places are the same. But here at St. Mary's, there seems to be a history that has grown with it. And when I worked out west, places were very young, colleges were very young, they'd been built about 20 years ago and things like that. Down here, universities were built a long time ago, and St. Mary's is one of them, and it carries with it so much that I don't feel in the 10 years I've been here that I can actually speak about it. There are so many other people that the names I've given you, they've been here, and they know it, and they know it so much better. I find that I love to listen to them. I love to sit down and find out things, not to talk about it, just to find out all the things that went on before I came. Mm-hmm. And the people like Kevin Cleary and Elizabeth Chard and some of the people I've given you the names of, they've been here a long time. And I still feel quite young within the organization. It takes a while to get used to everything, too, yeah, when you first come in. So I think I'm almost a Nova Scotian.
Yeah.
Because I came from outside of Nova Scotia. But other than that, I enjoy it.
Okay.